The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Congressman Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District, who asked if he could make a special appearance to salute the Browns' come-from-behind last-minute win over the Bills last week. He was inspired and is wearing orange and brown this morning. Good morning, Mike.
Indeed. It was very inspirational. I will, however, say that it was not as inspirational as watching the Packers hold on against the Panthers. And I got to take my godson to his first game at Lambeau Field.
Oh, cool.
It was an amazing experience. It was very cool.
Oh, that is very cool. All right. Now, let me get to the heart and soul of the matter, the Schiff Show trial. It's a sham. It opens up today. I think it's a ruthless display of ruthlessness by the speaker and the chairman. First of all, what is your? You are a PhD, very level-headed guy. I actually recommended to the leader that you be put on the Intel Committee and not Jim Jordan. He went with Jim Jordan because of seniority and variety of reasons. But I thought you've got the capacity to see through this. What do you make of this sham? And I, just so you know, I don't want any tricks. I think it's an assault on due process to deny Republicans their witnesses.
I completely agree with that, and I would say on a very practical level, I think the Democrats are going to lose a lot of people in Wisconsin. When I was back in the district last week, and particularly over Veterans Day weekend, sure, I think you have, you know, maybe a committed 20 to 30% that has thought Trump should be impeached since November 8, 2016. But what I heard from most people, and most people in the middle, was why can't Congress just get its act together and get stuff done? We're tired of all the theater. And I went on CNN yesterday morning with a Democratic colleague of mine to talk about a bill we have to allow a global war on terrorism memorial in the National Mall. And it was really interesting. Even though they had agreed to talk about that as the subject, almost every single question they turned back to impeachment. And so I think if the entire institution gets sucked into the impeachment vortex, it's going to be a bad look for Speaker Pelosi, Chairman Schiff, and ultimately bad for the institution itself.
Now, let me preview for you what I'm going to ask the Secretary of State. I'm going to talk to him about the substance of China and Russia and his speeches in Berlin and the Hudson Institute. But I got to begin with, I am afraid impeachments allow bad actors around the world to do things that we're not noticing. In this case, I think the Hong Kong demonstrators are at risk. I think the people at Venezuela are at risk. I think Israel is at risk by the United States going off on a frolic and detour like this. What do you think?
Again, I completely agree. I mean, look at the situation in Hong Kong, which in the last 72 hours has really gone down a dark path. And we've had protesters shot. We've had the government taking an increasingly heavy hand. I mean, this is the fight that is on the front lines of the free world right now. And if we take our eye off the ball, we are going to create a permissive atmosphere for the commies and the authoritarians to take advantage of. And so that's a very real risk. Hugh, I should note that, you know, I guess I should be not insulted that I got bumped for Pompeo, since this was originally the Pompeo slot, though I must remind you that a senator we both know who also held the slot said that Pompeo was merely an interloper.
He did. Senator Cotton did indeed say that. And so you did get bumped for the Secretary of State from your normal slot at the bottom of the hour. But talk to me what you mean by creating a permissive atmosphere for the commies and the authoritarians.
Well, the battle lines are clearly drawn, right? We are attempting to effectuate the most massive shift in U.S. foreign policy and grand strategy since the late 40s and early 50s. We are emerging from two decades where we prioritize counterterrorism. President Trump has been remarkably effective in decimating ISIS and other terrorist organizations. But now his national security strategy is saying that that is no longer the top priority. It is great power competition with China. And what makes this competition an order of magnitude more difficult than our competition with the Soviet Union is that our economies are fundamentally interwoven. And if the elected representatives of the American people are spending all their time, you know, throwing bombs at each other on cable news, they are ignoring what's going on, not only in places like Hong Kong, but all over the Indo-Pacific region, whether it's Indonesia, whether it's Sri Lanka. China is making massive investments and attempting to expand the boundaries of their influence, and the free world is suffering as a result. Because given the magnitude of this challenge, it is going to require men and women of good faith on both sides of the aisle working together to modernize our national security community, understand where we need to draw key economic moats around industries, particularly tech industries, that are critical for national security, and also rebuild our military in general, but build a bigger Navy in particular.
Well, let me also talk about the fact that you have not passed a defense appropriations bill, and there isn't going to be a bill passed other than CR after CR after CR while this impeachment vortex sucks everything in, right? There's not even an opportunity to talk about anything.
No, I mean, I did the math yesterday. I believe we have 4 legislative days until funding for the government runs out. If you subtract the fake fly-in, fly-out days, and 8 legislative days until the end of the year, 4 days to get our act together when it comes to the budget, and 8 days until the year ends. We are at danger of either a shutdown or a year-long CR, and I don't have to tell you, Hugh, how devastating a continuing resolution would be to the military. At a time when we've actually made progress on military funding over the last 2 years and threats continue to grow around the world, we would be going backwards and I think putting our national security in danger.
Now, is there any chance that at least on defense, the Democrats will say, let's fund the Department of Defense? And the rest of the stuff we can fight over, but let's keep our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guardmen supplied with what they need?
It's possible, Hugh, but given the atmosphere in this town, I'm growing increasingly pessimistic. I am not on the conference committee for the NDAA, for example, but I understand they're having a hard time coming to an agreement and they may consider a skinny NDAA, but it seems everything's getting politicized, even the things where if you look at the actual members of the committee, particularly the younger members, the newer members on both sides of the aisle, there is a lot of agreement. I have a great working relationship with, you know, Democrats that have served in recent wars that are on their Armed Services Committee. But leadership remains politically divided and I think has made the choice, at least in Nancy Pelosi's case, to obstruct everything that would be good for the Trump administration because it would be bad for them politically. And look no further than the passage of USMCA. I'm from a dairy district. Wisconsin is America's dairyland. Wisconsin farmers need USMCA passed. What are we waiting on? Pelosi needs to bring that to the floor. And I just can't imagine a situation where she looks herself in the mirror and says, it is more important to deny President Trump a win than it is to do right by Wisconsin farmers.
Well, they're doing that. And I come back to quiet moments with members from the other aisle, from across the aisle. Do any of them say, our older members and Adam Schiff's vanity are in control of our caucus and the vendetta is on, and until the bloodlust is over, the political bloodlust is over, we're not going to do they realize that they're caught up in a decades-old vendetta?
I think they do. I mean, you look at the just background and makeup of a lot of these new Democrats who won Trump districts. A lot of them have some impressive backgrounds, and in private conversations on the House floor, they'll express that frustration. And I think correspondingly, there's been a big and increasingly vocal debate on the Democratic side of the aisle about whether they should have term limits for their committee chairs, like we do on the Republican side, which at least leads to some turnover in leadership and allows people to climb up the ranks of a committee and eventually get to a point where they can have a lot of influence. And you want people to channel their ambition and their energy into the committee process. That would make for a far more functional Congress. So I do sense that frustration on the Democrat side. And again, I come from a state that's going to be ground zero for 2020 competition, where we have a lot of common sense people, and they just want Congress to do its job. They're tired of all the theater. They're tired of Schiff rushing in front of a camera as soon as he gets out of a skiff and making salacious accusations, leaking selectively. And I do think there's a sense that this is an attempt to overturn the results of the 2016 election. And for all the talks about, the violation of norms and the president said this or that, the biggest violation of norms is a failure to allow and accept the peaceful transfer of power after a president was elected.
And the real lasting damage, Congressman, is not allowing the accused witnesses to come forward. I just can't even imagine Democrats think they can get away with this.
Well, I think so. The latest count was they only approved 3 of the 9 witnesses that Republicans suggested. And I would say, as a former committee staffer, I worked on the Foreign Relations Committee in the Senate. You know, you always have, you know, spirited negotiations before any hearing about who the witness list is. But there's a general spirit, corresponding spirit of fairness. And even when we were in the minority, the majority was willing to let us have the witnesses we wanted.
It is truly an assault on the history of Congress to do this, and people should know that. Don't go anywhere, America. Mike Gallagher, thank you, my friend. Follow him at Rep Gallagher.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.